T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yep. We are back. Marks and Reese. Back to your phone calls in a second. 76ers, people feeling good. The expectation now becomes the finals. We'll get back into it in a second. We have your Phillies calls as well. Jack, last night you did what for the first time ever? And I saw you tweet it. And,
because it doesn't count until you tweet it.
Right, exactly. No. For you it doesn't.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Otherwise I wouldn't have known about it. And
well,
then
yeah.
In our morning email, you put it in there, so you made sure that we saw the tweet.
No, I'm just creating relatable content for the people.
Listen, you churn out the content for sure.
Yeah, listen.
All right, so what did you do last night?
I grilled for the first time ever last night. Age 27. I had never grilled before growing up. In fact, I'm terrified of cooking. So I'm trying. Listen, because I'm a big picture guy. So I start thinking down the road, you know, Jill can't cook everything for the kids. Sometimes, you know.
Dad's going to have to cook.
Big dog's got to step up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't want to not be a grill guy. So I figured, you know, I got to put the pressure down and start figuring out how to grill. So I did that last night.
What did you make?
It was chicken thighs, which I felt like it was a mistake because they're.
I would have started with a hot dog.
Well, come on. Anyone can cook a hot dog.
Well, if you said you've never grilled before, I would say stick it on.
And yeah.
Okay, or a hamburger.
Right. Well, I figured chicken is not
easy to cook.
No,
exactly.
It's not.
So I want to challenge myself a little bit, see if I gave myself a little bit of salmonella. Did not. Still here.
How did it taste?
It was fine. I'll say it was fine.
That doesn't sound like it's fine. It was
fine. Yeah, you say it was fine, yeah.
Yeah, it was fine.
How did Jill think it tasted?
She said it was fine.
So was it barbecue?
Yeah,
I
bought one of those the spice marinades from the store.
Okay.
And I just put it in a bowl and dumped the chicken in.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a real marinade. Like, it barely even touched the chicken.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's got no idea what he's doing.
No, listen, I was just going by on the fly. Yeah, I was just going on the fly.
So hold on, Jack. So you've never on a grill cooked a hot dog or a hamburger?
Absolutely not.
No. Never?
No, because, like, my dad was really good at it growing up, so I feel like, why would I mess up the process?
Really? Because you want a hot dog or a hamburger without relying on your dad to cook
it? Well, that wasn't my thought process growing up.
Jack, you hit a button, the flame comes on, and you put the damn thing on it, and you flip it, and it's done. This isn't rocket science. I mean, like,
I'm always afraid the grill's going to blow up on me.
Yeah, but see, Ike's a real griller because he does ribs, he does chicken.
Yeah,
he's cooking real stuff on the grill.
Yeah, he's experienced. Yeah. I'm getting there. It's my first time.
All right.
It was not fun.
But John's right. Hot dogs or hamburger would have been the way to go.
Well, anyone can cook a hot dog or a hamburger.
Well, you haven't. That's the point.
That's the point, yeah.
Yeah, but I want to at least try something different.
Well, you definitely took on a challenge.
Yeah, well,
chicken is not easy.
And I hate cutting it. Like, I don't like touching the raw meat. I need it.
God. Yeah, there is that whole thing about needing to prepare the thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't just jump on the grill.
Yeah, I keep on forgetting that. Next time I'm buying it, all the stuff's already cut off.
Why don't you just hire somebody to do it?
No, because I got to learn. I'm not going to be around all, you know.
I tell you what you do, though.
Yes.
Food shows are good to watch.
Yeah. I mean, like, Giulio was talking last week about how he watched Food Network, which I don't think he should because he's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it makes no sense.
No,
it doesn't. But I do watch the food shows or some, whether it's MasterChef or whether it's some sort
they're entertaining.
Of cooking show. Yeah. And I know I'm never going to necessarily cook the way they do, but I can pick up little tips to add to something that I'm cooking, right? A way that I may
you learn something every time that you do it. Yeah.
Or season, you know, chicken or seafood or what have you.
Or tricks to cooking stuff that maybe you haven't.
Yes.
I learned cooking a steak inside, how putting, like, using a lot of butter underneath and just, like,
it makes that thing so milk.
Isn't it good?
Wow, yes.
Isn't it good?
You got to do, you cook a steak several ways now. You put one in a plastic bag, too.
Huh?
Put it in the oven.
Is that right?
Man, yeah.
I have a cast iron skillet. If I do it inside.
Yeah.
But then that's a lot of smoke and mess, and the grease goes up and gets all over the cabinet above the stove. It's a
grease?
Pain in the ass. Yes.
Type of grease you not for steak, right?
Well, if you put a lot of butter underneath and it does it, then like after you're done, you look up. It's like
the stove is a mess.
It's a mess. Yeah, it goes up there.
Yeah.
All right. So what's something that is odd that you've never done before? Jack Fritz never grilled, not even a freaking hot dog, until he was 27 years old.
That's
what's
right,
something weird that you've never done before? That's very odd, Jack. That you just didn't stumble at it like a down the shore at a party where you had that concert.
That big college boy, frat boy, grilling college.
Right, but the problem with that is then there's a lot of pressure on the cooker, and I can barely cook anything, so I didn't want to like ruin everyone's meal.
Right. Yes,
like I wanted to start small and get my way up. That's why I started it now, so that by the time I'm 30, watch out.
He'll have multiple grills, yeah.
By the time he's 30.
I don't know if I like it. Like, it's too impatient.
It is a process.
Yeah, I got to mentally not, check in. You know?
So here's what you'll do as you get better at it, depending on how much you're cooking. You'll prep the food the night before.
That's what I got to do with the marinade. That's what I screwed up.
Yes.
That's why it didn't taste okay.
The marinade.
Sorry, you're not a marinade guy?
I like marinade. And marinade's good.
Oh, I feel like it's important when we're talking about chicken.
Well, there you go.
Where are you deep frying a turkey before you know it?
Oh, listen, Thanksgiving in my house next time.
Deep fried turkey. All right, something that you haven't done before that's strange or odd. 215-592-9494. You can put that on Twitter as well, Jack. It's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. Dads or grads, get a jump. Father's Day's coming up. Graduation's coming up. Go to Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville. They have you covered. Shop online, marks-jewelers.com. 76ers, game four tonight. Ike, they're 3-point favorites on the road against Atlanta. Here's what I expect tonight. Atlanta throws them the kitchen sink in the first half, throws everything at them, but ultimately it's not enough. Sixers get the win.
Yeah, that's kind of what I expect to happen. Yeah, I mean, you got to hope that Ben stays engaged, take what he did in the third quarter and in the fourth quarter a Friday night's game and keeps that same mentality. Because I really do believe it's going to be the best game the Hawks will give you. Like, you're going to find out whether or not Atlanta is trying to extend this thing to six, or they realize no matter what they do, they don't have enough, and let's just get this thing over with. And that way they'll lose tonight, and then they know they're coming back here to get beat down
and
Wednesday.
It's over, yep.
And then it's over with. So if Atlanta wants to keep playing, they'll fight you tooth and nail to try to win this game. But in the end, they just don't have enough.
No, they don't.
They just don't have enough.
No, not even close, honestly.
So you would really need the Sixers to play down
and
the Hawks level.
And the Hawks would have to be like 55% from three and everything they're
hit
throwing
shots,
up and going in. And that
like
hasn't happened.
In game one.
Yeah, like game one. That was pretty much it.
Yep.
All right, back to the phones. Black Gritty. Oh, Black Gritty!
Hey, guys. How you been?
How you been, Black Gritty?
What's up, Black Gritty?
Man, I've been in these sheets, dog. I've been sick last little bit, but I'm feeling better today, so I forgot to call and bust y'all's chops.
Okay.
First things first, I'm never listening to Jack Nola again. This dude ain't never grilled before. This dude out here trying to tell us stuff. This is a grown man trying to tell other grown man stuff. You don't know nothing. You don't know about nothing. You ain't out here grilling. Okay?
Well, Black Gritty is a big-time smoker and griller.
And he's too big not to be on this train. You are too big not to be on this train.
Is that a fat
train,
joke?
It's not a fat joke. It's a big man joke. He's a
large
man.
Yeah, you like to eat. We're assuming you like to eat.
Yeah,
well, Ike saw me on the course the other day. I'm hitting that thing 275.
What you need to do is hit the marinade with them chickens, okay? Get these ribs popped. That's what you need to do. Anyway, also, Mark, I put a picture up on the internet of what you was wearing out there that got that suntan. You look like the dude Ramsey from 300, the Persian dude that came with all the gold chains dangling. Because there's no way in the world that you just got that burnt without wearing.
Without some type of something.
Oh, man.
You had to have something on
you. Out there. That's ridiculous. That's the worst sunburn I've ever seen in my life. But anyway, Glenn
he looks happy though.
Rivers. Glenn Rivers, he about to get this George W. tonight. We're going to get into the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm taking a game by game, series by series. I'm not looking to the future. I'm not jumping out the window. you know,
right now. Oh, jump out the window, Black Gritty. Jump out.
Can I just enjoy the moment? Can I just ride with the moment? Like, can I enjoy the train that the station is going? Where we going? You already are parked and got yourself all lined up. You know what I mean?
Where does it feel like the train's going, Black Gritty?
Right now, the train's going through the A, okay? Trey Young was over there crying and booing on. And no matter what they do, that first game where they were just, my gosh, I don't know what was going on. You couldn't miss a shot. That's never going to happen to any team ever again. And the way we're playing and defending, it looks really good. I'm over here want my Milwaukee and Nets to beat themselves up, go to game seven, knock each other out. Rough and tumble. Go ahead, go 7.5 games while we get some rest and heal up a little bit. And then I got to stop calling this man Glenn because I know we about to get out of the second round. So I gotta stop doing it. But I'm excited and I'm happy. And Joel Embiid needs to send Shaq some toilet paper so he can cry himself to sleep because he will not give this man his due or his credit no matter what he's doing. There's not another center in the league looking like Joel Embiid, and it is impressive, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm so excited.
Hold on, Shaq's been hating?
Shaq's been hating on Embiid.
Really?
He had 27. He needs to get 34 tonight. Dude, he's been getting 34, okay? He was triple-teamed and kicked the ball out and still ended up with 27. Like, he's doing everything he's supposed to do. And Shaq, I love Shaq, most dominant big man ever, but he couldn't do nothing without a Kobe or a Penny or a Wade, okay?
Amen.
And Embiid's out here shooting coast to coast, Key West, Suki Lago. I love it. It's so amazing. Clap your hands, everybody, and get on that grill with your marinade self, you big Scooby McDookie. Miss you guys.
All right,
there he is, Black Gritty.
Young Shaq was a monster. Jack probably never got to see other than highlights. Orlando Magic Shaq, monster.
Man.
Now, that was Embiid, Orlando Magic Shaq, without a jump shot. I say all this to say Shaq realizes Embiid's a better player.
Well, Shaq had one move.
And he
developed a little baby hook that he had, but he just couldn't stop him.
No, Shaq played back to the basket. Shaq was a monster. Yep. Shaq was a monster. There hasn't been a big man as dominant as Shaquille O'Neal since Wilt Chamberlain. My point is that Embiid is a better skilled basketball player than Shaq. He just is. He handles the ball better. He shoots. He shoots 86% from the free throw line. Shaq barely shot 50%. So Shaq trying to put these, like, ridiculous benchmarks out there that he wants Embiid to hit every night. Shaq, the game is different, bro. They aren't feeding the low post and back to the basket and all that you were doing. Embiid has more to his game. And quite frankly, he is a more skillful player. He is more in the Olajuwon mode than he is a Shaq mode.
Right.
He's more in Olajuwon mode.
But he's been the best player in the playoffs so far, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, if you want him to do more, I mean, all right, like, but criticizing him for not doing more. I don't know exactly what Shaq said.
He's a monster. I didn't hear Shaq, but I'm just saying, I hope he's not been hating on Embiid.
Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's up? How are you?
What's up, gentlemen? How you guys doing today?
Mark?
What's up, Mark?
How are you?
All is well. Looking forward to the game tonight. I think I agree with you guys. They're going to get a flurry at the beginning, and the Sixers are going to play D like they do. And I hope Matisse starts, in place of Danny Green. He's the logical starting guy in place of Danny Green. I think they take the series in five. And I don't know whether I want to play the Nets or the Bucks because, you know, even with Harden and we'll see what happens with Harden being out and Kyrie's injury. But, I mean, the Bucks still scare me. So I don't know. I mean, I think our defense will play well, but I agree with, like, we're going to the finals some way, somehow, and after that, whatever happens, happens. I have I have something pretty embarrassing I've never done before, and I'm really embarrassed by it.
What?
I've never changed a tire, a flat tire, ever.
Hmm.
Wow.
Now, have you had a flat tire, or you when you do, you just call the auto club?
My wife changed it.
Oh, come on, bro. Come on, Mark.
No, listen, in my defense.
You get an L for that.
In my defense, I'm fat, and I it's just awkward. But I've never done it. My wife's the handy one. I let her do it. She does it. That's all I'm going to say about that. So, yeah.
All right, Mark. God bless your wife, man.
Yes.
God bless her, brother.
My wife is the goat, for real. She's
yes.
The best.
All right.
I've never done that before.
Okay.
All right. Later, well, we appreciate your candor
Oh, it's all about honesty on this show.
Yes.
Well, you know what?
I've also never changed a tire.
What? That's I.
So you
I
would
think maybe once or twice I have.
You would have had to had a flat tire to change a flat tire, right? Like, it's one thing if you're like, oh, my tire's low, I'm going to go to Pep Boys right here so they can fix it, which I would try to do. Mm-hmm. So, but it's been a while now with modern cars. They tell you when your tire's has lower pressure, so you're able to do something. But I mean, I remember driving up to Penn State and getting blown out a tire on like 81 on a highway and needing to go over it. I mean, you've never changed a flat. Would you know what to do, Jack?
I don't think so. No.
It's really not that difficult.
I've never changed a tire by myself. I think the two times I may have done it, I needed help.
Hmm.
Like, literally for somebody to come over, call my neighbor, come over. The spare's under. Okay, the spare's
under. The donut's underneath
donut's under there. Oh, no, you need to get this out to unlock the spare so that it'll drop down, because now they pack these spares under the car. And they got it locked in there.
You got to lower it down.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole lot of work to get it out. So I can't say that I've never changed a tire. Close. Never changed one by myself. And my wife is not changing tires.
Mm. Yeah, no. I like, as far as being handy, I am not handy at all.
Right.
My wife is handy. I do the labor. So I mow the lawn, all that stuff. Yeah, I take the, I deal with the car or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's not changing oil or anything like that.
Yeah, I did put a new fire pit together, though, this weekend.
Really?
Yeah, two weekends. I started last weekend. I finished this weekend. You know,
and it's intact?
Oh, yeah, it's intact. It's pretty good. Pretty cool. Yeah, it's intact.
Now, Jack, did you put the grill together or did
my dad did.
Yeah. Now, see, as long as you don't give me a million parts to have to put together, I'm good.
Oh, I wouldn't even try to put
a
grill together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can put a lawnmower together. I put a lawnmower together.
Well,
that's not difficult.
Lawn furniture, chairs, deck chairs, table, all that type of stuff.
Easy installation you can handle.
Call me. Call me.
Well, I'll give out your number.
No, don't really call him.
No, we'll give out his number. We'll tweet it out.
He's just saying it. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Washington Township, New Jersey. Hi, Michael.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Mike?
Did I hear Jack earlier say Hector Neris is a very good closer, having a very good year? Did he actually say that?
Yes.
There's only one conclusion you can draw from that. He knows more about grilling than he does about baseball.
Okay. All right. Well, you can. Okay. So you got Jack. This is that we talked about this a little while ago.
Yes.
Jack, what is your position on Hector Neris?
My position is that Hector Neris is a very good pitcher that had a bad week.
All right.
I think Phillies fans go overboard with how much he sucks and how much they need to get rid of him and all this stuff.
What's the closer's job?
To get the final three outs of a ball game.
Okay, to get the save, right? The guys who are good. Okay, are like 90 plus. The guys who stink are 85 to 90, and the guys who are terrible are 70. He's at 69% this year. 69%.
Nice.
I don't care what his ERA is. I don't care how many strikeouts. I don't care how many innings pitched. He's blown 4 out of 13 saves. That's 69%. In what universe is that good?
I think it's a valid question, Jack.
Yeah, he blew 2 saves in a week. Of course he's going to jump up. But, he didn't allow a run in a month. Like, he had a bad week. It's fine. Whatever.
Well, even in his great run, he blew 2 out of 11.
But that wasn't a part of his great run. He blew the one game in Atlanta. He blew a game earlier in the season. And it wasn't a part of the same run. The season's more than 1 month old.
The whole year is the whole year. It's two and a half months now. It's 2.5 months. He's 69%. In what universe is that good?
Yeah, and his ERA was under 2 until this week. I got
so let me ask you this, Jack. Can Hector Neris, and thanks, Mike, can Hector Neris be a quality closer on an above-average playoff team?
Yes.
So you want him to be your closer on a team that's in a playoff series. He struggled mightily on the West Coast. I think he self-destructed in Los Angeles a couple times.
Yeah, that was a bad night, too.
All right, well, listen, we'll see. Because these games are going to count, too, against all the stuff.
See, that's the question. As to whether or not you would feel comfortable with him being your closer in the postseason. And how many people could say yes to that?
Jack?
No, I mean, I don't think he's some lockdown, unbelievable closer. I would not. Like, Hector Neris does worry me. It's just this idea that he's not a good pitcher and all this stuff. Like, he is a good pitcher, and I think a very good pitcher, that had a bad week. Is he the closer on an unbelievable baseball team? No, he's not. He's an above-average closer. That's my position on Hector Neris.
Well, there you have it. 215-592-9494.
And he's sticking to it.
And he was very angry.
Well, because it's like I got to deal with it every time he blows a save. I got everyone in my mansion. But, oh, he sucks. That, he's the DFA.
But that's
and
what
all this stuff.
Listen. That's what people react to closers,
I know,
right? Like
I
it's
know.
How people react to quarterbacks and everything else. When a closer blows a save. And he blows saves, and he has how many blown saves?
It's four.
Okay, that's a lot.
Well, it's not the most in baseball.
Okay, he's nine saves. He has four blown saves. That's not good.
Two of them happen in back-to-back outings.
All right, listen, all I'm saying with Hector Neris is that I don't think you have anybody on your staff that's better right now, but he's hardly an above-average closer.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, on the other side, your chance to win $1,000, and we'll jumpstart the 76ers conversation. Are you expecting the Sixers to make the finals at this point? Is that the expectation?
Yes.
Yes. Wow. Still not there yet. And we'll give us something in life that you haven't done that might be odd. Jack grilled for the first time last night at the age of 27.
It's pathetic, man.
It's almost not believable.
Not even a George Foreman grill.
George Foreman grill, Jack?
No, it's not. It's a real grill.
Not even a hot dog on a grill one time?
No. I didn't want to screw up the hot dog.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Back with you coming up next. Hey, listen, imagine going back out to work. A lot of people returning to the office. People are coming back to work here. Going out. The streets are busy. I was down the shore last week. Everybody's out. Get the hair that you've always wanted. You can get that back, and you can do it right now with Dr. Glatt. Him and his hair team, open for business. They follow all the CDC guidelines, everything else. What are you waiting for? It's a perfect opportunity to get the procedure done, the hair restoration procedure that I had done with Dr. Glatt, and you get your hair back. It's as simple as that, right? My hair is fuller and thicker because my hair is fuller and thicker. That's what the procedure is, and it's your real hair. They're not sewing hair into your head, fake hair into your head. This is technology. This is science in 2021 through the hair restoration procedure with Dr. Glatt. You get your hair back, and they have the most experience and most success. Dr. Glatt and his team, over 20 years of experience in hair restoration. So, if you want to get your hair back, get your youth and confidence back, trust the doc in Philly who has the most experience and most success in hair restoration. That's Dr. Glatt. Visit the website, drglatt.com, drglatt.com, or give his office a call today, 610-980-4000, 610-980-4000, or drglatt.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.